This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A rare medieval script has been discovered on a stone carved by Scotland's Painted People. The 1,500-year-old carved stone reveals a bull, pelicans, and an ancient alphabet. The cross slab, found in a small cemetery last month, dates to between AD 500 and 700. The Picts, or Painted People, were so named by Roman historians because of their supposed war paint and tattoos, or picti, the Latin word for paint. They lived in northern and eastern Scotland in the early medieval period. The newly uncovered cross slab, found in the old Kimmadoc Cemetery near Doune, Scotland, has three intriguing features: a rounded top, animal figure decorations, and an inscription written in a medieval alphabet called Ogham. Researchers say the cross slab's rounded top and circular knotted cross make the old Kilmadock stone a rare type of Pictish cross slab. An Ogham inscription running around the side of the stone has astounded researchers. Ogham was used to write an early version of the Irish language, and it was formed by making parallel strokes and slashes along a central line. About 400 of these inscriptions have survived to the present day, mostly in Ireland, but the one from Old Kilmadock is the first to be found in central Scotland. Now you see them, now you don't. Some frogs found in South and Central America have the rare ability to become nearly transparent. During the day, these nocturnal frogs sleep by hanging underneath tree leaves. Their delicate, greenish, transparent forms don't cast shadows, which renders them almost invisible to birds and other predators passing overhead or underneath. But when northern glass frogs wake up and hop around in search of insects and mates, they take on an opaque, reddish-brown color. Duke University biomedical engineers studied the glass frogs using light and ultrasound imaging technology. The researchers discovered the secret. While asleep, the frogs concentrate or hide nearly 90% of their red blood cells in their livers. Because they have transparent skin and other tissues, it's the blood that circulates to their bodies that otherwise gives them away. The frogs also shrink and pack together most of their internal organs. Exactly how they do this and why it doesn't kill them remains a mystery. For most animals, having very little blood circulating oxygen for several hours would be deadly, and concentrating blood so tightly would result in fatal clotting. But somehow the frogs survive. Only a few animals, mostly ocean dwellers, are naturally transparent, said Oxford University biologist Richard White. Transparency is super rare in nature, and in land animals it's essentially unheard of outside of the glass frog, White said. Those that are transparent include some fish, shrimp, jellyfish, worms, and insects, none of which move large quantities of red blood through their bodies. The trick of hiding blood while sleeping appears to be unique to the glass frogs. A powerful ancient impact of an object into the earth created Yarra Bubba Crater in Western Australia, and new research found the strike occurred some 2.2 billion years ago, making the crater the oldest known on Earth. Yarra Bubba Crater in Western Australia stretches nearly 40 miles across. The meteorite impact that created Yarra Bubba would have slammed into our planet at the end of one of our snowball Earth ice ages, researchers say, and it's possible that the impact heated up our planet and ended that icy episode in Earth's history. Researchers think that meteorite impacts have had dramatic effects on Earth's climate throughout our planet's history. Scientists were able to precisely pin down age of the minerals in the rock in the crater, determining when the impact occurred. Through mineral measurements and uranium dating, the scientists found that the meteorite that formed Yarra Bubba Crater crashed into the Earth 2.23 billion years ago. The new age measurement puts the Yarra Bubba impact at the end of one of Earth's global ice ages. The crash would have instantaneously vaporized huge amounts of ice, potentially releasing as much water vapor as about 2% of what's currently in Earth's atmosphere. Despite water being necessary for life, water vapor is a powerful greenhouse gas, so researchers think that injecting so much extra water vapor into the atmosphere helped to warm the planet to bring about the end of the snowball Earth ice age. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.